It's now time for a locker room chat, and I'm joined by Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik after a 31-6 stomping of Holton from this past week. Coach, your overall thoughts on the win?
Yeah, kind of like I said last week, you know, obviously week one is always tough because there's a lot of question marks. You know, we lost a really good senior class, and I thought, you know, the new faces stepped up. You know, what I was really proud of the kids is our defense really stepped up big time. Just allowing 6 points, and that's those 6 points are on me as we, you know, as it went forward, you know, in our territory, and then the penalties. We were only three penalties for 20 yards. You know, week one is usually the exact opposite of that. So I was really proud of the kids on Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, your defense stepped up big time. You had guys like Jonah Dieters getting 5 tackles for a loss, and Cooper Kramer had 3. I mean, you guys really were able to get through to the quarterback. Your thoughts on your ability to penetrate on the defensive line?
Yeah, Coach Mayberry did a great job scheming for Holton. You know, Holton's obviously not too difficult to scheme as they've been running the same offense, you know, for how many years, and they don't break the wishbone too many times. But our kids made great reads, and the D-line did their job to make those linebackers come free.
And then your guys' offense, I mean, Carter Hike felt like that the offense didn't miss a beat from last year. He had 27 carries for 163 yards, 6 yards per carry, and 3 touchdowns. Oh, and by the way, he threw a touchdown as well. Your thoughts on his performance?
Yeah, I was definitely excited for him. You know, he's definitely young, a young sophomore. And he was kind of banged up the first couple weeks of fall camp, so he's still getting the swing of things for full speed contact and whatnot. And I thought he did a really good job leading the team. During Holton on Friday night. Just we got to clean the turnovers on offense, but other than that, I was pretty excited for him and the team.
Yeah, and aside from Hike, I mean, you had Jonah Dieters having a pretty efficient day, and Nordis got a touchdown. Are your thoughts on your guys' efficiency from this past Friday?
Jonah this season is going to be a great running back for Carter, you know, obviously being quarterback. But, you know, on our skills guys out of 4 or 5 of them, there's going to be really one of them each game that could easily lead to passing attack. So I'm excited to see our offensive line keep impressing and keep improving and really keep leading this team.
Going to step aside for a quick break. We'll have more with head coach Michael Glatzik in just a second. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik after a 31-6 win against Holton. And turning the page to week two. And, coach, you guys have a matchup against Royal Valley. They had a tough loss in week one against Hiawatha. Kind of a weird one where a Royal Valley kid celebrated and pushed a kid over, and that was the reason why they weren't able to make the extra point. But them trying to get better for this week and you guys trying to not get complacent with your long winning streak and your state championship last year, how do those two things collide, and what are some expectations that you have for this week?
I'm excited for the kids. You know, obviously our coaches preach, you know, the biggest difference between week one and week two is really a tale of the whole season. You know, I thought we did a really good job of staying healthy and really good job of game planning for Holton. And this time we're going to flip the page and really focus on Royal Valley. I definitely agree with you. I think they let one slip away. Coach Boucher does a great job game planning. So he and the Royal Valley teams will definitely be ready for Friday night.
And this is a defense that only allowed a couple of scores against Hiawatha. What are some things that you're trying to do to make some adjustments and get ready for that Royal Valley defense?
I think the game plan is going to be spread out Royal Valley, and hopefully we can get our athletes in space. You know, I think, you know, if anybody's going to play us, they're definitely going to stack the box and probably play cover 0 or cover 1 over the top, which is okay for me. You know, I'm hoping Carter can make the right reads and hopefully get the balls. I'm hoping Carter can make the right read and get the ball to the playmakers in space.
And as for your guys' defense, how are you guys trying to stay with that same performance that you had from week one and just continually just be getting after the quarterback, closing the run gaps, and finishing plays?
What's nice about Holton and Royal Valley is, you know, obviously both Smith Center lumps, so they both run kind of the very, very similar offenses. Royal Valley does spread out a little bit more, obviously with a little more athletic quarterback. So I'm excited to see our defense kind of take that step forward and hopefully create some more turnovers this week.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Coach, thank you so much for your time this week. Appreciate it as always, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, Jared.
That was Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik here on Locker Room Chat. It's been brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed.